Kids leave their toys lying around. In my house, they're flying around. Sam!
Yes?
Sam, you've got to do something about Tabitha flying her toys around the house.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Every time I catch her, I tell her no. But it's awfully hard to break a child of doing something that comes naturally.
Honey, it's not me I'm worried about, but what about my parents? What about my mother?
Oh.
Now, what if Tabitha twitches her nose and Peter Rabbit here flies into her lap? That's liable to be a little hard to explain.
To say the very least.
Look, from the time my parents get here until the time they leave, I hereby give you permission to fight witchcraft with witchcraft.
Well, I think I better get that in writing.
Yeah, honey, it's the only way.
Okay. But remember, it was your idea.
Sam, I said after my folks get here.
Sorry, sweetheart. I was just practicing.
Oh, I better hurry. I'll try to get home early to help out.
Okay.
Good luck, sweetheart. Yeah. Bye, Tabitha. Sam!
I thought you just left.
So did I. So what am I doing here when I was just standing on the front porch?
I don't know. I certainly didn't do it.
Hey, Dora.
Oh, Tabitha, no. You mustn't do that.
Tabitha? How could she?
I'm afraid it's witchcraft.
Wishcraft?
Uh-huh. W-I-S-H, craft. She's going through a new stage. Whenever she wishes for someone she really loves to be with her, they automatically are. Wishcraft. Mm. Oh, darling, I know it's going to be difficult. You really ought to be kind of proud of her, though. Most children don't go through this stage until much later.
Well, I must say she's got a great sense of timing, just when my folks are coming. Mm. Sam, it's tough enough having a baby daughter who's a witch.
You sneak out, I'll try and distract her.
Does she have to be such a precocious witch in the bargain?
Darren. Mm-hmm. Where's your bunny rabbit, sweetheart?
Yes, there it is. There's your...
Get your bunny rabbit. Oh. Yeah. Stevens are visiting. No more of that, huh? Okay. That is definitely a no-no.
Oh, no! Oh, Tabitha! You can't have started that already!
And how's my little darling today? Mother, it was you.
Oh, now don't lecture me, Samantha. I'm merely exercising my right to see my own little granddaughter.
Well, I'm not angry. As a matter of fact, I'm delighted to see you.
You are? Mm. How refreshing.
Could you stay for a while? I may need your help. Darren's parents are in town, and they're coming over this afternoon.
Oh, my poor Samantha. Having to put up with Darwin is bad enough, but his parents...
Mother, please. If I ever needed another witch in the house, it's today.
Of course, dear. Besides, Mr. Stevens isn't half bad.
Mother, you will be nice to Mrs. Stevens. She's sort of, sensitive. Oh. Please.
Well... All right.
Let's go.
Oh,
Mr. Darling.
Stevens. Oh, very nice to see you.
That's my favorite daughter-in-law.
Oh, just fine. Oh, Samantha, dear. You look a little pale. Are you feeling all right?
Oh, nonsense, Phyllis. She looks terrific.
Thank you. You remember my mother?
Oh, certainly. Mrs. Stevens.
Do you live here now?
Live here? Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, it's just that the last time we were here, you were here.
Yes.
And, well, here you are again. It seems that every time we visit Darren and Samantha, you're here.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a coincidence.
It's a wonderful coincidence.
Oh, Mr. Stevens, how well you look. Oh, it's been a long time, hasn't it? You're looking as handsome as ever.
Why are we all standing here? Let's go in and have some tea. Did you have lunch?
On the plane. It was very greasy.
I made some of those little sweet rolls from the recipe you gave me. You really must taste one and let me know how I've done.
Shall we be comfortable, Mr. Stevens? Yeah. Huh?
Your recipes have been such a tremendous success. Please sit down.
Oh, well, Frank, I left my hanky in my coat pocket. Would you get it for me?
Oh, sure.
Where's Tabitha? I can't wait to see how she's grown.
Well, I just put her down for her nap, but she should be up shortly. I think you'll be surprised at the change in her.
Sure. Such a terrible head cold whenever I fly.
Oh, really?
I never do.
But Phyllis here, she could write a book. Aches and pains for every occasion.
Well, I'll get the tea. Mother, will you help?
Oh, certainly, darling.
I'd be glad to help, Samantha.
No, Mrs. Stevens, you sit right down and relax. You do look a little peaked.
Phyllis, you might make a little effort to get along with Samantha's mother.
What for, dear? You seem to be making effort enough for both of us.
Oh, I'll get it, Samantha.
Hello?
Oh, Darren, it's Mother.
Oh, it's wonderful to hear your voice, too.
Do you have a sore throat?
No, Mother, I'm fine, really. How was your trip?
Oh, it was all right. Samantha's mother greeted us at the door. Does she visit very often?
Dora? But what's she doing there?
Well, I'm sure I don't know, dear. But it does seem strange that every time we come to visit, she's here, too. You know, in-laws can cause such a terrible problem if they intrude too much.
Let me talk to Sam, Mother.
All right, dear. Oh, it's Darren, Samantha.
Oh, thank you.
Say hello to him for me, will you?
Sure. Hi, sweetheart. Your father says hello.
Sam, what's your mother doing here? Haven't we got enough problems without her?
Oh, yes, yes. They both look wonderful.
Traveling obviously agrees with them. By the way, Mother dropped in a little while ago. Isn't that nice?
Sam, I want her out of the house immediately. If there's one thing we don't need in the house today, it's another witch.
Well, sweetheart, that's exactly what we do need.
I'm coming home right away, and I want her out.
Really? Oh, that's wonderful. Then you'll be able to come home early. They're so anxious to see you. Oh, yes, they're both standing right here. Hang on a minute, sweetheart.
Would you pour, Mrs. Stevens? I'll be right there.
Of course, dear. Come, Frank.
Darren, Mother is trying to help, which is more than I can say for you at the moment.
Do you take cream or lemon, dear?
Lemon, please, Mrs. Stevens. You were saying, sweetheart?
I was saying I'm coming home and I want your mother out of the house.
I'll wait till you're off the phone, dear, so your tea won't get cold. In the meantime, I'm going upstairs and take a look at Tabitha.
Mother?
Yes, dear?
Mother, Mrs. Stevens would like to take a peek at Tabitha. Would you show her where the nursery is?
I know where the nursery is.
I'll go with you.
In case she's up, we wouldn't want her to be startled by an unfamiliar face, now would we?
What's going on? What did I hear? Has something happened already?
Oh, we'll discuss it when you get home.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
When's Darren coming home?
Now, it's all right, Samantha. You can tell me. I know what these family squabbles are.
What squabble? Are you and Darren having a fight?
Why, no. I suppose Dagwood was being boorish and insensitive again.
His name is Darren.
Named after his grandfather.
And I resent you calling him insensitive. I heard the tone Samantha used to him on the phone.
Oh, well, now, really,
Mrs. Underwood, I would say that she kept her temper admirably. His name is Dobbin. Darren.
Well, what's the difference?
What dreadful thing did he say to you, dear?
Whatever it was, I'm sure it was perfectly justified.
Oh, now, Mrs. Stevens.
Well, you ought to know. You were eavesdropping on the whole conversation.
Mother, since you and my son obviously don't get along, wouldn't it be a better idea if you left his house before he gets home?
I am not accustomed to be told to leave my own daughter's house.
I'll be right back, Frank.
I don't think that Sam and Darren were having a fight.
Oh, what do you know? I tell you, they're in serious trouble, and that woman is at the heart of it.
Oh, Mother, you were supposed to be a help. Now look what's happened, even before Tabitha's awake.
Oh, this is awful.
He made you cry. That brute has made you cry.
It's not Darren.
And I'm not crying.
Maybe not on the outside, but on the inside the tears are flowing.
Oh, Mother, I wish
you... Well, I can see that my presence is no longer required.
Good.
Make my daughter cry, will you? For every tear my daughter has shed, may buckets of water fall on your head.
Mr. Stevens, you're being rained on.
The roof is leaking. I can't very well work in an office where the roof is leaking. I think I'll take the rest of the afternoon off.
It's not raining outside, it's raining inside on you.
Sudden cloudburst. You probably just didn't notice it. Don't worry, though. I already called the roofing repair people. They should be right over. Well, goodbye.
So you see, Mrs. Stevens, it's all been a misunderstanding. There's nothing wrong between Darren and me.
Well, that's what I told you. You've just been imagining things again.
You know what I heard, Frank. It's all right, Samantha. You don't have to cover up. Married people have little squabbles all the time.
I'll say.
But there's nothing to cover up, Mrs. Stevens. Darren and I are as happy as a couple of clams. And when he comes in, you'll see.
Well, if I imagined it, so did your mother. She was certainly under the impression you were having a fight. By the way, where is your mother?
She had an engagement. But she told me to tell you how very, very nice it was to see you again. Well, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll make some more tea.
Now, don't you feel a little foolish?
Not in the least. I don't believe a word she said.
to do. Just turn it off. Mother, why?
He made you cry.
Oh, my.
Endor, this is absolutely the last time. Yes, sweetheart. This is Daddy.
What are you trying to do? I didn't do a thing. Tabitha, you must be in the nursery.
Samantha, is that Darren?
Mother, quickly. Toodle-oo.
Samantha, didn't I just hear Darren's voice?
Darren? No, he always uses the front door.
It's funny, I could have sworn.
That is Tabitha's voice. She must be up. I'll go see.
Peculiar. I know I heard Darren's voice, but I didn't hear Tabitha's voice.
What's going on?
Shh. Your mother and father think you haven't come in yet.
Well, if you're talking about the way normal people go in and out, I haven't.
Also thinks we've had a fight.
We have.
No, I mean a big fight. Now, what you have to do is go back outside and make an entrance to show your mother everything's all right.
I'm not sure that it is. Is your mother gone?
Yes. Darren, please.
How can I go outside and make an entrance when my daughter won't let me go 10 feet away from her?
Darren, is that you?
In the closet, quick.
Samantha, I'm sure I just heard Darren's voice. Isn't he here?
Here? Oh, Mrs. Stevens, you must be imagining it.
Samantha, ever since we arrived, people have been telling me I've been imagining things. Now, I know I heard Darren's voice.
Tabitha, look who's here. Grandmother Stevens. Well, what do you think of her?
Oh, my, she has grown. Do you remember me, darling?
No, no, you mustn't do that.
Well, what did the child do?
She didn't finish her nap. Well, you know how important it is for children to get their sleep.
Mm-hmm. She heard something in that closet, and so did I.
I'm beginning to feel like a yo-yo. A soaking wet yo-yo.
I'll be right down, Mrs. Stevens. Well, I'll be there.
Sam, this is ridiculous.
Oh, I know, sweetheart, and I'm very sorry. It's been a nightmare ever since your parents arrived.
Well, we'll be out of it soon, darling. You just pop me outside, and I'll make an entrance that'll make Romeo and Juliet look like cool acquaintances.
Oh, you really are drenched. Let me zap you into some dry clothes.
Oh, never mind. There's been enough zapping going on around here today.
Well, all right, but as soon as you're ready, I'll have to pop you outside.
No. Yeah, I guess you better.
Okay, hurry up.
Must be like kissing a minnow.
Maybe that's Darren.
Well, does he usually ring the bell at his own door?
Oh, Mother, go away.
I finished. Yeah, so I thought I'd drop by to see how things were going.
Oh, you're still here, I see.
Well, I'm awfully glad you could come back.
Thank you. Yes, I'm glad you came back too, Endora. Because I have something to say to Samantha that I want you to hear.
By all means. I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Frank and I think that Samantha and Darren are having difficulties because you've been intruding too much on their lives.
Oh? You think so too, Frank?
Oh.
It doesn't matter what he thinks. I'm speaking for Darren.
That's nice. Because he often has difficulty speaking for himself.
See? That's exactly what I mean. You're constantly criticizing my son to Samantha.
Derwood needs no criticism from me. What's wrong with him is for the whole world to see.
There is nothing wrong with my son. But if Samantha has allowed you to influence her, then I would say the trouble is with her.
Samantha, dear, this discussion is for your benefit. I really think you should pay attention.
Sam Warlock! There you are. Oh, sweetheart!
I missed you.
You look gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Is that a new dress?
No. No, I've had it for months.
Well, you make it look new. Mom! Mom, it's good to see you. Doesn't she look terrific?
Great. You look fine, too, Dad.
Thanks, Pop. Mom, you look younger every time I see you. And Dora.
Sweetheart.
It was so nice of you to drop in while the folks are here.
This has all the earmarks of a put-up job.
You see, everything's just fine.
You know, your mother had some cockeyed notion that things weren't going so well between you and Sam.
Darren, are you sure?
I told you it was all your imagination.
Mrs. Stevens, I have an excellent idea. Oh, why don't you go upstairs and bring Tabitha down? I think she's napped enough.
Sam.
Oh, I'd love to. Mother dear. Imagining things. They're both trying to cover up. I know what I saw.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
She still doesn't believe me. I'm going to have to convince her that you can't always believe what you think you see. Mother, would you care to join me in a little tactical witchcraft?
With pleasure.
Come to Grandmother's, sweetie.
I'm having one of my sick headaches.
There, that ought to do it. Shall we join the gentlemen?
Oh, what a shame. I was having such fun.
I'll just take the tea things out and then I'll start dinner.
I want a drink, Pop.
Good idea.
Honey?
I'd love one.
No.
Oh, Samantha, Darren, I want to apologize to you both. You were right. My imagination's been playing tricks on me. But I'm delighted it was me instead of a real battle between you two.
Oh, don't give it another thought, Mrs. Stevens.
She must be tired after her long journey. Poor dear.
It's all right. Daddy's right here.
Oh, she really loves her daddy, doesn't she? Oh, she certainly does.
Samantha, the dinner was absolutely delicious. You're a marvelous cook.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Stevens. I'm so glad you liked it.
And Endora, I must compliment you, too. I'm sure you taught Samantha most of what she knows.
Well, I try, but she doesn't like my methods.
Oh, my. Really? Now, isn't that the way with children? But you and I must swap recipes. I have one for a perfectly divine sponge cake.
Your fork.
Did you see that? It floated right over to her.
Oh, Frank, for heaven's sake. What a silly thing to say. Now you're imagining things.
Yeah, maybe I am, but I could have sworn that...
Oh, she just loves apples.